Welcome to the first season of the Mom Forum podcast.
This is different. Girl, I could talk about this for a long time.
I'm already about to cry.
Don't you dare.
I'm your host, Alicia Beach. I am birth mom of three children, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom to four. It has always been my dream to share women's stories about their journeys through motherhood.
It's totally gonna change. Of course I'm gonna change. I'm having a baby.
I don't have a clue. You know, we want the best for our kids. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't know what the heck you're doing, you are going to figure it out.
And in this podcast, I am sitting down for intimate mom-to-mom conversations with moms from all walks of life.
I always knew that I wanted to have kids.
I was 45 when I got pregnant.
We got a call saying, we have a baby.
Did you know sperm can be sent FedEx?
Sperm?
We were trying to have one, but when it turned out we were having twins, we were like, what?
It took us like 7 years to have babies.
My life is so full and I love it, mm-hmm. just as is. So I thought, I don't know if I can introduce a child into that.
I thought I would have five kids by 30.
I'm sure I was that person who thought when I had a kid that I was like the only person that's ever had a kid before.
But I had always thought three kids. But then after one, I was like, this is really hard.
We, of course, chat about motherhood.
When you become parents, the like number of logistics in your life goes up by 100,000.
I am a guide. I'm not the absolute.
In trusting my intuition and in being able to listen to that inner voice, I've also been able to protect my kid.
Relationships.
I mean, the night I met him, I called my friend and said, girl, I met my husband.
Kind of love at first sight. Meeting, falling in love, moving in, starting a business, like, bam.
It was so meant to be, it's not even funny.
Having our faith be at the core of our marriage, I think that's a really big thing.
It's hard to remember that you're not just parents, but you started out in a relationship first, and to honor that relationship.
We care about each other. We just realized that after 26 years of being together, our lives are kind of going like this.
Hey, if we could get through that, we could get through anything.
Yeah. My partner was just gone. I was a single mom before I was a single mom.
Yeah.
Friendship.
And so she and I did it all together, and now our kids are the best of friends.
Self-care.
Therapy. Absolutely. Everybody should go to therapy at one point in their lives.
I went to therapy, and the therapist said, listen, you need to exercise. And I've been doing it ever since.
Self-love. You have to have a piece of yourself that doesn't belong to anybody else.
I decided to choose myself and to choose my child because I didn't want my child thinking that love looked like somebody dipping in and dipping out of their life whenever they felt like it.
These women share their truths.
It was like the happiest time of my whole life, and it was also wrapped with major challenges and struggles and stress.
I just want to make sure I'm a prepared mom because I think, I'm sure you felt the same way when you were pregnant, like I just want to be a good mom.
There's struggles.
There's a lot of grief and adoption also, mm-hmm. in all sides.
Now he has a diagnosis of high functioning autism.
The amazing things about motherhood.
There's this kind of level of love and openness to my heart that I think has suddenly just shattered in these weird ways, and it's changed my whole personality, I think.
And all the things you could never imagine.
What I've learned, especially with kids, shit is gonna happen.
And all of a sudden the toddler has an explosive poo-poo in the tub.
I was a mommy for a year.
Our family motto is embrace the chaos.
My hope is that you find yourself relating to these stories.
It's always the moments when I think I get like a little injection of pride and I think I've got it all together. That's when the poop hits the fan.
Maybe you'll see yourself in one of these stories.
And I'm proud to be a mom, however I am a mother.
Or at the very least, you'll nod your head along because you know she's saying the truth.
It's exhausting, but at the same time, it's so rewarding.
So I hope you enjoy the stories of these women's journey through motherhood just as much as I am enjoying sharing them with you. Be sure to subscribe and download the episodes already available to you. I'm so excited to share with you the Mom Forum podcast.